أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala had commanded this ummah that they must have a group amongst them that who will do amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. This is not only encouragement, but it is ta'muruna, that is, they command it. They have that power and force to enforce things. That group must be also present. And that is the group of the mujahideen. And always there used to be a group in every Muslim government that is called the group of amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. And just to understand it, it's just like in a government, there are laws, there are court cases. A person is found guilty, for example, then on his own he's not going to go into jail. Then you need the police that will make sure that he will go. And for various aspects, you need various types of police. On the road, you have the traffic police, to which we call the traffic inspectors. And then for a crime, there is another group of police for all different types. Then we have the army also. And all that is to enforce the law of the government. Like that, the law of Allah Ta'ala also has to be enforced. And in every Muslim country, there should be a group that will enforce what the laws have passed. If they found somebody guilty of something, then they will be there to see that he serves his sentence. The punishment must be meted out to him, whatever it is. So this is one group. And then Allah Ta'ala after that says, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. With regard to Amr bil Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar also, this is a thing exclusive for the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other ummah did not have one bit of that also. And this in the ummah, that the whole department of jihad has been alive. And by the command of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, jihad must carry on till the day of Qiyamah. But very sadly, Muslims have given up jihad. And we in fact, influenced by the kuffar, we think of it also that it is terrorism to make jihad. Terrorism is what they do to enforce the evil laws of things like you can't speak against homosexuality, lesbianism. And for that they enforce that laws of theirs. That can never be a legitimate power. That is who are the terrorists, all the wrong things they are doing. And in Islam, to enforce the laws of Allah through justice and equality of mankind and fulfilling the rights of every human being, Muslim and non-Muslim also. That is absolutely what is required. But unfortunately, we go through their schooling system. We are influenced by them on the internet, by the billboards on the road, by all the news media. So we unfortunately also think like them. And we think also that jihad is terrorism, whereas it is the total opposite. So this quality of Amr bil Ma'roof, Nahi anil Munkar is also a very special quality of this ummah. And this ummah will definitely once more be the rulers of the world if they establish this command. If they bring back to life jihad, and we don't need force and power, we need iman and yaqeen, to trust on Allah Ta'ala. That is when it will become alive. And when there is the true trust in Allah, Allah's help also comes accordingly. As we saw the war in Afghanistan, it was an impossible thing that the Afghanis could win the war. And after 20 years of fighting, they won the war completely, and America was completely disgraced and humiliated that they could do absolutely nothing in Afghanistan. At the moment in Palestine, if we go and see one small stretch of land, Gaza, and the Israeli government and power is nothing, all backed by the America, UK and all the Western powers. But in spite of that, the Mujahideen are fighting. It is all only with the help of Allah. Otherwise, if you go and think of it logically, materialistically, it is impossible that they could survive for one day. It's already 3 months that they are surviving. And not only surviving, that they are fighting them all the time and giving them, defeating them, killing them at every nook and corner. And they made the step for them to come into Gaza. And then they could fight them face to face. And now they are showing them what is the power of jihad. So this is a thing that must not be only in Gaza. It has to be in the whole world. It has to be continuous. With the demolition of the Islamic Khilafat about 100 years ago, that was not, at that time also there wasn't jihad. Jihad has been taken out from the ummah centuries ago. It is necessary, and it comes in the hadith. Any person who doesn't think of making jihad and he dies in that condition, he dies on a shred of munafaqat and hypocrisy. We must have, every Muslim must have in him the jazba of jihad. And then that is one great quality of this ummah which Allah Ta'ala explains. The other great quality, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ or iman laate ho Allah par. It is only this ummah that has brought the correct iman on Allah Ta'ala by and large. Otherwise, the other ummahs, even Christianity, they went and fell into Trinity very, very soon. And they started believing that Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, is the Son of God, that He is God Himself. That Mary, His mother, she is also part of God. So they went wrong completely. The Jews claimed that Uzair is the son of Allah Ta'ala. And the Hindus is out of the question the amount of gods they believe in. And all the other wrong beliefs in the world. The correct belief in Allah as Allah is only with the Muslims. And not only with some section of the Muslims, by and large the whole ummah has got the correct belief. And in that it is very important for us, each one of us, that we be concerned that our iman is correct. That we believe in Allah as Allah is. Like the Christians also believe that they are believing in Allah, but they are believing completely wrongly. So much that there is no iman in them. So it must not happen that we also fall in that trap. Hindus also say they believe in one Bhagwan, the big God. Even the local African people, they believe in a God. Well, but they believe in their ancestors, that their ancestors have got power, etc. also. So all that kind of iman is not correct. We have to have iman on Allah as Allah is. And that is the next special quality that Allah Ta'ala has given to the believers. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ اور اگر ایمان لاتے اہلِ کتاب تو ان کے لئے بہتر تھا. The اہلِ کتاب, as they wanted to bring ایمان. And that is why the Jews came and settled in Medina Sharif centuries before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. They read in their kitab, the Torah, that this place, Yathrib, which was the old name of Medina Sharif, the final Nabi of Allah will come to this place here. And they settled down there to welcome him, to support him, to believe in him. But when he came and they recognized he was the Nabi of Allah. But just because he was not from the Israelites, he was from the Arabs, their jealousy and their pride did not allow them to accept. And then not only did they not accept, but they fought against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they stopped people from bringing iman. So Allah says, had they brought iman, they should be also part of the ummah, and they should be also khairul ummah. But very few of them brought iman. They are. Even the great ulama, there are those who brought iman, but the vast majority did not. And especially the political wing, that they stopped everyone from bringing iman also. And they fought against the Muslims. And they caused great, great inconvenience to the Muslims. So this great honor Allah has given to the Muslims, that they believed when Allah's Nabi came and they accepted his kitab, the people, or the Aus and the Khazraj, the Ansar of Medina particularly, and later the Muhajireen, and by and large the Arabs of Makkah Sharif also, the Muhajireen. And with this union of the Muhajireen and the Ansar, Allah made Darul Hijrah, Medina Sharif, the focal point for Islam to spread in the four corners of the world. And as long as that system was alive, that helping one another for Islam, was serving Islam, Islam was spreading in the world. But when the Muslims started fighting amongst themselves, and they made dunya their object, then the Islam and the honor of Islam was snatched away from us. Again, if we realize our value is by Islam, and we live for Islam, and we promote Islam, Allah will make Islam and consequently make the Muslims flourish in the world again. May Allah give us all that understanding and the tawfiq to make our lives for the sake of Islam and deen, for the pleasure of Allah and for akhirah.